This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
This chapter, chapter 17, describes the judgment that John was told is coming. It concerns Babylon and those who dwell on the earth. That phrase, those who dwell on the earth, or it may be translated inhabitants of the earth, refer only to those who are not believers. They are the ones who blasphemed God because of what was happening to them. With that in mind, let us look at what John is shown next. An angel said to him, "Come here, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed acts of immorality, and those who dwell on the earth were made drunk with the wine of her immorality." In order to see these things, John was in the spirit and taken into a wilderness. In that wilderness, he saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, and in her hand a gold cup, full of abominations and of the unclean things of her immorality. On her forehead there was a name written, a mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. She was drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the witnesses of Jesus. This made John wonder greatly. The angel said to John, "Why do you wonder?" Then the angel began to explain the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her. The beast was explained first. Since I can't improve on the words of Scripture, I will simply explain the beast as John recorded it. "The beast you saw was, and is not, and is about to come up out of the abyss and go to destruction. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits, and they are seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, the other has not yet come, and when he comes, he must remain a little while. The beast, which was and is not, is himself also an eighth, and is one of the seven, and he goes to destruction. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings, who have not yet received a kingdom, but they receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. The angel continues to explain to John, "The waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns which you saw and the beast, these will hate the harlot, and will make her desolate, and will eat her flesh, and will burn her up with fire." The final statement of the angel to John was this, "The woman whom you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth." So, there you have it. All has been explained. Honestly, it would take quite a while to delve into this in depth, and there's not time to do that now. So let me just make a few comments about what has been revealed. Notice that the beast is a combination of Satan and the Antichrist. He is scarlet, is indicative of Satan. But whereas Satan had diadems on his seven heads, the beast has diadems on his 10 horns. And since the horns are described as being 10 kings, that makes sense. The woman is described as being beautiful and alluring. She too has a golden cup, but it is full of abominations. Remember the golden bowls full of wrath? Turning to the woman, she is named Babylon, and we are told that she is the great city, which reigns over the kings of the earth. At the beginning, she seems to be in control. She is riding the beast. But later, the beast and the kings turn on her and completely destroy her. The kings were given authority for 1 hour. They have one purpose, to wage war with the Lamb. But while they are waiting for that purpose to be fulfilled, they take care of Babylon. It seems the Antichrist no longer needs her. She has become a detriment to his total control. So she is completely annihilated. And while the Antichrist and kings think they are acting on their own initiative, we know that is not so. Because in Revelation 17:17 we are told this, "For God has put it in their hearts to execute his purpose by having a common purpose, and by giving their kingdom to the beast until the words of God will be fulfilled." That is one of the most encouraging statements to come out of this account of the tribulation. The reminder that God is truly in charge. No matter what men do, God has gone before. He has things just the way they must be for his purpose to be fulfilled. That is a good thing to keep in mind these days. One final mention. Keep the time frame 1 hour in mind. It will appear again later as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.